95.9 The Hog, everything that rocks. It's your buddy Greg Bonham here, and on the line I have the one, the only, that needs no explanation, Chris Daughtry. How are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing great. Hope you are. Best day of my life. Getting to talk to you, man.
Yeah. I love hearing it. And we were just discussing beforehand, we're getting close to the end of this tour with you and Seether. I got a chance to see you when you were out there in Pikeville, Kentucky. Amazing show, amazing mix of all of your hits. I got to ask, how is the process of making that set list to make sure you get all the hits in the right order?
Well, you know, if you do the math, you'll realize that we're leaving a lot out. and that's my choice. I mean, look, I haven't shied away from talking about how some of the older material doesn't quite, doesn't emotionally connect as much as it maybe did in the past, and some not at all. And so, you know, it's a matter of trying to find the songs that certainly please the fans and something that we all feel like we can still stand behind, you know, with the newer direction. And, you know, It's Not Over and Home. Those are two, like, you know, that we'll never not play. You know what I mean? And everything else in between has been kind of, I wouldn't maybe call it self-indulgent, but in an effort to tell people where we are now.
Heading back to that emotional connection, I know that's always kind of been a big thing in a lot of your hits and a lot of your singles. How do you make it so that it doesn't consume you with the art and then just let you kind of express it outward?
That's a great question. I have this, there's a few songs, you know, especially in the newer material, that I almost have to just dissociate. You know what I mean? I almost have to just be a vessel, let it flow through me and not think about it too much, because it can get me in a pretty emotional headspace to the point where it's almost hard to perform, you know? So that's definitely something that you kind of end up going on autopilot in a way. And that's best for me. That way the music can do the talking and I can just, you know, kind of just let it flow through me.
I love that. And I love the fact that you have that autopilot. It's like, even me on radio, sometimes I just have to have that mindset when you just get into it.
Yeah.
So with this tour, you actually not only were with Seether, but you were with POD and Cammy Kehoe. You actually went on stage, or Cammy did a cameo on yours, and then you did a cameo with Seether. Do you all stay separate when you're on the buses, when you're traveling, or do you take, like, stops together, hang out?
We all hate each other, so it's just a facade that we like to put on stage. No, I mean, we kind of visit each other's dressing rooms and check in on each other, shoot the and just, you know, or sometimes in catering or whatever. But yeah, I mean, everybody is pretty much, they've got their own, you know, we've got our own dressing rooms and our own buses and our own kind of safe spaces, so to speak. And then but we all get along great. It's been a fun tour. I loved having Cammy come up, and I love going up with Seether. I mean, as fans of each other's music, it's just a lot of fun to go up and, you know, do something that's not yours, something that as a matter of fact, I kept bugging Sean because I didn't see Judas Mind in the set list. And I threatened him. I was like, look, you guys either put it back in the set list or we're going to cover it, you know, because I love that song so much. And he was like, well, why don't you just come up and sing it with me? I'm like, deal.
Yeah, and you were killing it on the screams when I saw you in Pikeville.
Thank you, man.
No problem. Going back to the covers, because I know Cammy Kehoe joined you when you did Separate Ways, and then you've actually done the Bad Omens cover on YouTube. Is there anything else that's in the woodworks for you in terms of things you've looking at covering, or songs you're like, that could be fun to poke around with?
Nothing that has you know, been obvious. So I think this, you know, promoting the new singles have been pretty much all-consuming as of late, so there hasn't really been anything that I've been able to like sink my teeth into and go, ooh, this would be a fun version, you know, fun to do a version of. But no, nothing yet.
I can't wait to see if anything else comes down the pipe once, because I love that Separate Ways song.
Thank you so much, man. We talk about it all the time on the bus. We're like, you know, what's going to be the next cover we do? And we'll kick around song ideas, and we're like, nah, that's just not it. And when it speaks to us, then we'll jump in.
Stepping away kind of from music for just one second, because I know you do a little bit outside. I know you've actually done comic books.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Have you ever thought about doing more of that? Have you ever thought about expanding outward, or do you just kind of doodle in your free time?
You know, it's crazy. I think about it all the time, and I haven't done a thing about it. It's definitely something that I would love to tackle one day, but for me to do something like that, it would require me to be fully available to focus solely on that. And when I'm touring and, you know, writing and recording new music, it's almost impossible for me to focus on anything else. But that is,
the artwork is really cool. You do a fantastic job. I want to make sure you're aware.
Thank you. I doodle every now and then on my iPad, and you know, I realize how terrible I am because I'm so out of practice, and then I just end up reading comic books instead.
That's me with music. I haven't played drums in so long, and I'm afraid if that's my drum kit when I get it set up again.
Yeah, it's one of those things you use it or lose it. It couldn't be more true.
Well, let's head back to the roots just for one second, because I know you're actually from North Carolina, born, I believe, Roanoke Rapids, grew up in Lasker. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Do you believe any of that helped shape your identity as an artist? Do you think living in the South influenced you in how you write music, how you make music, how your voice sounds?
I don't think so. It's not something that I've ever given much thought. I mean, I will say that growing up the way I did shaped my work ethic. We always had chores. Like, there was no sitting inside and playing video games until dinner time or whatever. It was work all the time, and then, you know, a little time in the evening to kind of do your own thing. So, I mean, we planted gardens. We cut all the wood that we would burn for the winter. Like, it was pretty much manual labor from the time that I was able to, you know, pick up a stick. So yeah, and I guess in a way that shaped my ability to, you know, work my ass off and earn my keep. And yeah, I guess it, that would be the takeaway.
So when did you decide to pick up the guitar?
Not until I lived in Virginia, 95, 96, you know, 15, 16 years old.
Wow. That's a good age.
I was a bit of a late start, yeah.
It's still a very good influential age, especially for all the fingers and getting all the muscle control in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know you're a busy man, and I really, really want to take time to say thank you so much for doing this. I have one final question. You've had almost 20 years of studio albums. Your first album is almost 20 years old, releasing November 21st. Looking at your entire career, what are you most proud of?
Where I am now. One, without a question.
That is a great, great answer. I love to hear it. Chris, thank you so much for taking time.
Absolutely, man. Thank you.
Enjoy the last two shows. Give my thanks to Dale over in Cedar. I interviewed him right before the show. So.
Oh, right on. Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you, Greg. I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
All right, later.